Hey there, it's Amaka Jessica, always every time. I know I've not been podcasting for a while. Well, the real reason why I've not been doing that for a while is because I've been TikToking. Yeah, I know it's pretty lame to be saying such a thing, but that's the truth. I've been TikToking, I've been creating content on TikTok, and if you want to hit me up with a follow, please do so. The handle is at I am Amaka Jessica. But here on this show, if you're new on this podcast show, we review, we rate, we break down, anything you want to call it, favorite audience animated movies. And on this episode, we'll be talking about Nigerian animation. I was supposed to do Lady Bucket and the Motley Mobsters, but I've not been able to get my hands on it, which is actually a flaw. I'm sorry. I apologize. Because it's actually Nigerian's first full feature animated movie, so it's something to actually look out for. So I'm still going to be on the hunt for it. Once I get it, I do a podcast for it immediately. But either way, still don't be afraid or don't be shy to like, rate, and subscribe. It helps other people to find the show. Okay, so on to the agenda for this particular podcast episode. We're going to be reviewing Plaything. After the break, we're going to get straight into that. Okay, so straight right into the business of the day, Plaything. It was actually released 3 years ago, and it was directed by Eri Umusu and Nordin Momodu. I do hope I pronounced their name correctly. It was from the Ant Hill Studios, Nigeria's top 3D animation studio, and they've been dishing out content steady on a steady, and their content has been beautiful. Right, if especially the Elevator Baby, I know some people have watched it. If you've not watched it, go check it out on Netflix. Elevator Baby is really beautiful, and they also just released Prophetess. I'm yet to see it, which is such a shame. Oh my gosh, I'm yet to see it, but I'm still gonna see it. So Ant Hill Studio, yes, produced this one. So let's just move in. It's a 3 minutes 49 seconds, I think. It's an animation short, so there wasn't really much to the story. It's just about a young boy called Ayodeji. Ayodeji was just sitting in his room, you know, enjoying his... Oh, no, he wasn't enjoying his afternoon. The afternoon was rather very boring because you could see him sighing and just groaning and just tired of the afternoon, as most of us are or were or still are post-COVID. So he was just sitting around, you know, playing with his phone game. And then he got bored, wanted to step out. But then he turned around and saw his action figures lying around. Then we can now feel the power of imagination come to life. Those action figures just suddenly started moving. They started fighting each other. And that's one key thing I've noticed. In animation, in Nigerian animation, I figured or I could observe so far so good that their combat scenes in their animated movies are very, very good. Like, if you check out Malaika and Angry Becky, I was very impressed with their combat scenes. I might do a podcast episode on those two. I think Angry Becky was really the one that made me to go start looking for Nigerian animated movies. So I'm going to do a podcast episode on that one, Angry Becky. And then, yeah, I might do Malaika, but you could go check it out before I do the podcast episode. It's Malaika and Angry Becky. So these action figures, sorry for deviating, these action figures came to life and started, come up, you know, fighting themselves. One is blue, one is red, kind of like Power Rangers in their super suits, if that makes any sense. So they just continued fighting and all. And then the highlight reel for everyone was when the blue action figure threw a pencil at the red action figure, and then there's this Made of Nigeria inscription on the pencil, and I was just like, yes, this animation was made in Nigeria, and that was actually pretty good. And then the red one just sliced the pencil into two, and it was just lovely. I really love Nigerian animation combat scenes. They're actually, and you know, just, you need to watch it. So I'll just write the name of the movie, and then you go check it out on YouTube. Then from there, it will lead you to others. So basically, that's just the movie. And then it ended when his mom, it ended, yeah, the imagination ended when his mother called out his name, Ayodeji, that he should come and eat and all. So he dropped the action figures and then he left the room. So basically, that's just the whole movie. It's just a short, like I said, it's 3 minutes 49 seconds long, so there wasn't really much to it. It's just that. But I know you'll be wondering, why what's the point of producing a 3 minutes 49 second movie? The animation industry is not really something that is really invested in this country. You know, people are more into epics and dramas, you know, and comedy series. Animation is not something that's really looked into, and then it takes a lot of resources, you know. If you look at it, the CGI takes a lot of resources, and we need a lot of animation experts. And for Lady Bucket and the Motley Mobsters to be the first Nigerian feature film means that we really need to work on the animation industry in this country, because there are a lot of great minds out there. I know you might be hearing some background noise. Apologies. I live in Lagos State, Nigeria, and noise is inevitable. So let's just work with it and see what we go, what we bring out of this. So it shows that the Nigerian animation industry needs investment. They do need help, because I feel that these, you know, our children grew up knowing just Cinderella, Snow White, Prince Charming, and stuff like that. They never really grew up watching our own stories, you get. And with the way the media is right now, it's scary to, you know, leave your children to be exposed to what you don't know they might be exposed to. So as a Nigerian community and as Africans, we have values that we tend to protect. We will see it in our movies, you know, in as much as we're trying to, you know, be, how would I put this word, diverse or global or inclusive or whatever you want to call it, but we still try to protect our values as much as possible. And we need to we need to start from, you know, the content we expose our children to, which is why it's very paramount to me. It's very important to me that I select animated movies that my cousins, my younger ones watch, because I want them to see the right content, view the right content, gain the right morals. Because I find out that even in the normal conventional animated or animation that or cartoons that we see on cable and on TVs, you know, they have subliminal messages, and you may not know your children are learning this until probably 2-3 years later. So I feel if Nigeria is to be a community where we protect our values and we have our values, or we hold our values in high esteem, the animation industry, which we use to teach children these values, even adults, should be invested in, to tell our own stories in our own way. Not just in the epic format, Africa Magic KP and Africa Magic Kibu, you get, you know, to tell our stories. That's just my point, yeah. So, but anyway, let's see if there are reviews, if there are comments about this plaything on the internet. Give me a sec. Yep, so it turns out there are tons of reviews, and we're just going to be taking from three key places: from WordPress, from Nollywood Observer, and from TNS.ng. So let's just go. This person says, from WordPress, this person says, I guess Plaything is like Shine's Man for me in a weird way. Both were short, but they made their runtime count with how exciting it was. And you know, while I was watching this thing, yeah, during the combat, before the combat ended, just right before it ended, I was wanting more. Like, I wanted more action. I wanted to see more. I even wanted to see the characters talk. That's the two characters that were fighting. I wanted to see them talk, but they just had to cut it for us and just like end our happiness. It's unfair, until I must say, it's unfair. Okay, the person went on to say, I'm glad to know that Ant Hill stepped up to the plate and they made something. Which, yeah, it was actually quite a shocker. Or it will be a shocker for most people that do not know that Africans actually have tons of animated movies, and most of all Nigerians have tons and tons of animated movies. But it's usually animated shorts. But yeah, you're still going to enjoy. I still recommend you go see Malaika. The visuals there are actually pretty impressive. So you should go see Malaika. Unlike other animated shorts where they hardly talk, they talked a lot in Malaika. So you need to go check it out. Our next reviewer says, that I hope that all the minds involved in making Plaything continue to do exactly what they are doing and make more gems like this one. And I hope this short inspired others like them here in Nigeria, the way Andre and Wolibi inspired everyone else. That is my prayer, honestly, for Antio. Antio is like, when I say like, it is the biggest animation studios in Nigeria, and everyone is banking on them to break records in Nigerian industry, you know, in the Nigerian animation industry. Everyone is counting on them because they've been releasing, you know, content, they've been releasing blockbusters. Anyone they bring out, you're like, oh my god, this is better than the last one. They will release another one, like, oh my god, we have something, you know. So everyone is really counting on banking on until to, you know, give us mind-blowing content, mind-blowing animated movies, you know, to, you know, top legends like Toy Story, top legends like Coco, you know, top legends, you know. So let's move on. This is the review. I went on to say, this is the first time I've watched a 3D or 2D animated Nigerian film that has blown me away. Thank you very much. You are welcome. I'm gonna say you're welcome on Ant Hill's behalf. It's obviously not the best animation I've seen in my life. Yes, we're still trying. Thank you for also complimenting us in the first place. But the fact that the level of quality in Plaything came from Nigerians gives me great hope for Nollywood and the animation in this country. Yes, someone said it. Someone said it. Someone had to say it. Yes, there is hope for us in animation in this country. You know, it's not only drama that we can do. We can also animate. Forget about it. You don't know what's going on. You never expected it, right? It shocked you. Well, let's go on. Let's continue. He said, Erimosu and Nordin have done Nollywood a great service by showing us that it can be done. And I believe that this might just be a turning point for CGI animation in this country. Yes. Yes. For those that do not believe Nigeria is capable, or there are no Nigerian animators, I dare you to go click hashtag animation, or hashtag animation in Nigeria, or hashtag Nigerian animation on Instagram. I dare you, and you'll be surprised at what you see. So let's move on. Let's move on. Starting with Ant Hill's entertaining Plaything, which is an incredible effort that makes us really hopeful about the future of animated films in Nigeria. The effort is interesting. Let's just say, if you notice, everybody's keyword here is hope. Everybody has hope in Nigeria's animation industry, which is really, you know, it gladdens my heart to hear people say they have hope in our country in terms of animation. You know, despite all the bad things and the horrible things that's been going on, you know, seeing this is just, you know, soothing our wounds, or soothing my wound. Let's keep going. Plaything is 3 minutes short and concentrates on a young boy bringing his toys to life and enjoying them engage in a fight. The picture is beautiful, and for a good reason, I wanted it to be longer. Well, sorry, darling. Sorry, honey. But up until now, we've been producing animated shorts. Up until Lady Bucket and the Motley Mobsters, we've been producing animated shorts. So I do welcome you to go view Lady Bucket and the Motley Mobsters Until I See It, which I saw a clip of it on YouTube. So I'm gonna look for it, and when I get it, I'm going to make noise with it on all my social media platforms. So get ready. So yeah, that's basically the reviews I have for now. I haven't seen any bad review. The only sort of bad review I've seen is that, you know, it's not as good as what it has been existing. But for a start, it is too impressive. And yeah, I have to say kudos to Nigerian animation industry, which is specifically pointed at Ant Hill Studios. So shout out to Ant Hill Studios for producing this great animated short, Plaything. Shout out to Erimosu and Nordin Momodu. Shout out to you guys. You guys did an amazing job, and we can't wait for more animated movies from you guys. So that will be it for this podcast episode. I'm Amaka Jessica. But before you go, wait, calm down. Where are you going to? Before you go, I have a riddle for you. At the end of every episode, that tongue twister. Let's go again. At the end of every episode, right? I dish out riddles. So today's riddle is simple, but let's see if you can get it. Here it goes. What is more useful when it is broken? Should I take it again? Okay. What is more useful when it is broken? What is that thing that is useless if it's whole? But when you break it, when you break that oath, oh, it's now useful. So what is that? If you think you got it, leave your answers on my Instagram at @IamAmakaJessica. I'm going to be posting this particular riddle and you can go engage with the post so that others may see it and interact. And let's see a lot of crazy answers, right? So yeah, in my next episode, I'm going to be reviewing, let's see, between Malaika and Angry Becky. Okay, I think I'm going to be, we're going to be talking about Angry Becky in my next episode. So sit tight, keep listening. Thank you for being on this particular episode. I love you guys so much. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe. It helps others to find the show. Thank you for listening to the English Evil Girl podcast. I am Amaka Jessica.